now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time for Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee. Well, the all-Class 3 District 9 baseball teams, as voted on by the coaches, have been released. Malachi Antle, a senior from Licking. Rusty Buckner, a junior from Licking. Keaton Cook, a junior from Licking. Keller Davis, junior, Licking. Garen Hall, a senior, Houston. Wyatt Hughes, a junior, Houston. Stone Jackson, a junior, Houston. Aiden Kelly, junior, Houston. Carter Garrison, a junior, Mansfield. Caden Coble, a junior, Mansfield. Brock Gray, a junior, Mansfield. Tanner India, a senior, Mansfield. Cal Acklin, senior, Liberty. Gavin Reese, sophomore, Liberty. Devin Harrington, a sophomore from Thayer. Congratulations to all making the list. Class 2 All-State softball teams, as voted on by the coaches, local girls making the list. On first team, Lexi Gastineau, a senior from Ava. Keely Akers, a senior from Ava. Making second team All-State in Class 2 softball, Aliyah Walker, a senior, Houston. Katie Jo Chips, a senior, Houston. And Kelsey Pritchett, a senior from Houston. Again, congratulations. The weather's warming up, and so is the racing at Legit Speedway, just south of West Plains on 63 Highway. Gary Stalba tells us about what's coming up at the next race at Legit Speedway, and it's this Saturday night.
Up next on the schedule will be the weekly racing, June 17th, presented by Skaggs Repair and IFF Racing. That event will also be a 2000 win super late model race. Also, will host a street car challenge race. That should be entertaining for the fans. Fans can be involved in this thing. All it requires is a licensed vehicle. It's got to be drove to the track. It needs to have insurance on it, and they need to wear a helmet. It'll be a two-car two-lap shootout all the way down to the winner taking all, paying $500 to the winner. Like, have everybody come out and see us at the Speedway. And for more information, go to legitspeedway.com.
And again, for more information on racing at Legit Speedway, go to legitspeedway.com. St. Louis Cardinals finished a series with the Reds yesterday. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
I'm John Rooney, and yesterday at Busch Stadium, the Cardinals lost a one-run game to the Reds, a 4-3 final, and the Cardinals are 7-15 in one-run games now, while the Reds improved to 12-13. Adam Wainwright started, and Wainwright went 5 2/3, giving up 3 runs on 8 hits, a walk, 2 strikeouts, and a first-inning home run to Jonathan India. On the other side, Hunter Green gave the Cardinals 3 runs, 6 hits over 5 1/3. Out of the bullpen, Ian Jabeau picked up the win to go 6-1. Jordan Hicks took the loss, 1-4. Alexis Diaz saved his 15th game in 15 save opportunities. Eli De La Cruz, the outstanding rookie, walked and stole a base and scored the tying run in the 6th. Jordan Hicks put him on with a walk. De La Cruz advanced on a ground out, went to 3rd on a pass ball, and scored on a fielder's choice ground ball by Tyler Stevenson, and the Reds won 4-3. Cardinals and Giants on the air tonight at Busch Stadium.
The Cardinals host the Giants tonight with the pregame at 5:50, first pitch 6:35, and it'll all be on KUKU 100.3 and 1450 News Talk Radio KWPM. ESPN announced a pair of University of Missouri football home game times as the network released its slate for the first 3 weeks of the 23 season. Mizzou will face Middle Tennessee on Saturday, September 9th at 6 p.m. at Memorial Stadium, with the game being aired on the SEC network. The following week, Mizzou faces longtime rival Kansas State on Saturday, September 16th at 11 a.m. on the SEC network. The network's previously announced 2 additional game times for the Missouri Tigers season and their opener against South Dakota, which will be Thursday, August 31st at 7 p.m. on the SEC network, and the Black Friday game at Arkansas, which will be November 24th at 3 p.m. That game will air on CBS. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.